Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check that out. All you do is search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. All you do again is search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And of course, tell your family, tell your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, your neighbors, so that they can enjoy the Odd Couple just like you do.
That's right.
We got our man Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now the host of the Football GM podcast, joining us at the bottom of the hour as he does every Wednesday. Lots to get into with him, including this, Rob. I brought it up with Greg Jennings, Tua, Miami Dolphins quarterback, having a very good season. He was in the MVP race. I don't think he ever was the leader, in part because Tyreek Hill.
Maybe after the 70 points that week. You know, that
yeah,
was early.
That's a good point. Right.
That was the week, Chris, that yeah. he had to jump
didn't he
up
throw, for. Did he have six touchdowns?
Six touchdowns, I think. It yeah. was big. So, that was the
yeah.
week.
That week he did, it was huge. He had four touchdowns.
Oh, only four?
Yeah, 309 yards. And they won 70 to 20. But yeah, at that point, that was just week three. So he may have been the leader in the clubhouse at MVP at that point. But for the most part, he hasn't been the leader. He's been in, around the periphery. But he does lead the league in yards, 278 per game. 28 touchdowns, which is in the top five, or top six, I'm sorry. And he's only got, 12 interceptions, and he's completed basically 70% of his passes, 69.6, which is first in the league, Rob, among eligible players. And he's second to Brock Purdy. Let's see, because some of these guys haven't played a lot. So he's third behind Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott for passer rating. So he's had a nice year. And Rob, he's in his fourth year. The club has already picked up the option for his fifth year at $23 million, Rob. So he's in for that. But obviously in the offseason, they have the option of just giving him the lucrative extension, which would probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years, $275 million or something like that. And my question to you, Rob, is if you were running the Dolphins, are you ready to write that check to Tua?
100% I am. And he did. He checked a few boxes for me this year. A, staying healthy. That was a big concern. And I think he answered that question this year. He's been able to play the entire year, Chris. And that one for sure after last year with the concussions and all that. The team obviously got double-digit wins. They're going to the playoffs. Have a shot, right, to win the division, which is when you think about Buffalo and where people had Buffalo and the Jets coming into the year, that would be a nice feather in his cap. The offense that they have rolling. And the other thing is two things. A, he's performed and played very well. B, he stayed healthy. And C, what is your option long-term? And the price doesn't go down, it only goes up. So you know, you got to, if you really believe you have an alternative and you've got somebody else you're going to go with, I say if he's your guy and you know that after this year, don't wait because it only costs you more money. The Cowboys hemmed and hawed, and they messed around and paid Dak Prescott way more than I think they even thought that they would have to because they waited. So I don't know what you would look at this year and say, no, let's put it off another year, or no, he didn't do this, no, I need to do that, or you know, I don't see anything that would be a red flag that I wouldn't do. I just think he's mature. 70, what is it, Chris, you said 70%? Is that where he is?
70%. 70%. 69.6.
Yeah, I mean, he's played really well this year. And sure, the team, do they have more wins against better teams? Sure, that needs to come.
They're 1-4 against good teams.
But that big win against Dallas at that one, that was a big one because they needed that.
Dallas is horrible on the road.
And Dallas needed to win too. They're coming off two losses. That was a moment for them. And still people thought Dallas, if I remember correct, Chris, even with that, people had Dallas as the favorite in that game. And they still, Miami was able to win. But anyway, I'm signing up too. I've seen enough.
I haven't seen enough. I like he, like I said, he had a good year. Obviously, that's without question. But I am not ready, if I'm running the Dolphins, to give him $55 million a year for the next 5 years. I still am not convinced that without arguably the best receiving core in the league, he'll be that guy. And so I'm not ready to pay him now. And Rob, the best point you make is the price only goes up. And we've both said that many times on this show. And that's right. But if I'm running the Dolphins, I'm willing to take that risk that, okay, if next year he balls out and we re-sign him, it's going to be more expensive. All right, so I understand that going in, but I have not seen enough yet from Tua. And here's what I would do. If I'm the Dolphins, Rob, I don't say that to him. I say, you were great this year. We couldn't ask for more. But Tua, it's your fourth year in the league. This was the first year you stayed healthy. Obviously, you're telling it to his agent, but if we're going to lock you up for the next 5 years, I got to feel better about you staying healthy. You did a great job this year. You learned how to fall and all that. But I still want to see it more time and time again. And so that's why I would say, look, we got you signed up. You're our quarterback next year, $23 million a year. And hopefully, you know, you stay healthy and we keep rolling and improving. And then we'll take care of you after that, you know, assuming he plays well and has this type of season or preferably better. Because here's the other thing, Rob. Tua, 1-4, as I said, against winning teams. That's bad. And they got bludgeoned when they played good teams. We all saw Baltimore beat them by 37, but that you know, the Buffalo beat them by 28. Philadelphia beat them by a couple touchdowns. They played Kansas City tough, but Kansas City has trouble scoring. And they still lost that game, Miami. And here's the thing, Rob, for all this high-powered offensive talk that we hear, Oh, they lead the league in scoring. Oh, they put 70 on Denver. Rob, in those five games, when they play winning teams, they average 18 points a game. Tua's not lighting up good teams. He's lighting up the Patsies. I told you, Denver, 4 touchdowns. Carolina, 3 touchdowns. New England, 3 touchdowns. The Chargers, 3 touchdowns. That's it. Nobody else did he throw more than 2 touchdowns against. So I need to see more before I lock him up if I'm running the Dolphins. But I would put it on the injury because, you got to work with this guy. You like him. You do think he's good. I do think he might be our quarterback of the future. But because of the injuries in the past, it's delayed my ability to really know.
But even if you're on your thinking of that, he could be healthy next year, sign a contract, and then get hurt. I mean, there's no way.
No, of course, but I haven't seen enough.
I'm just saying there's always a chance you could get hurt in that thing. This year was important coming off of the concussions and all that last year. He was really woozy. People wonder if he could play at all or if this is going to be who he was. And I hear you. Of course you want to play better against some of the better competition. But if they win and beat Buffalo on a 12-5 and win a division, man, and you're telling a guy that you need to see more if they win that game, Chris, and win a division?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Year being healthy. I mean, that's a big thing, Rob. Fourth year. And it's the first time you've been healthy.
But I'm just saying, if he's okay, so you say delay.
Of course, anything can happen. But I mean, right.
How do you work around that is what I'm asking you.
How
do you work? Okay, so he's healthy for the second year, and then the third after he signs the contract, gets
hurt. But Rob, that's like saying, don't get married because I might, slip and fall and kill myself.
No.
The first week that we're married. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Of course, anybody can get hurt. Saying that you want to see a pattern of a guy being healthy isn't something out of the ordinary.
No, but I'm saying.
We all understand it's football. You can get hurt anytime. But he's been hurt 3 of his 4 years.
Right, but I could get it if you were saying coming off of last year with the concussions, I need to see you healthy for a full year. That's what I'm saying.
I need to see you healthy for more than a full year if I'm going to give you $275 million.
Okay, and then he's healthy, and then if he gets hurt, then what?
Right.
I don't understand how you're gauging your argument.
So let's cancel the odd couple because next week one of us could get hurt and
that's not what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
But you're saying you got to see one more year. Okay, so he's healthy next year and then you sign him. Then what?
Rob,
it's okay.
Here's my answer.
I'm asking you.
We've been doing the show for 6 years. If I missed for the first 6 years, I kept missing shows. And I only did about 9 months worth of the 12 months of the year. And they come to me and say, look, before we sign you up again, we got to see you, do a full year of shows. And then I do a full year of shows. And they say, we need to see it more consistently. Is the argument, well, you might get hurt and not be able to do it again. I mean, I don't get your art. I don't get your
line of
thinking.
No, what I'm trying to say.
Anybody can get hurt. Lamar could have got hurt. Lamar had been hurt.
Right, but Lamar played what I'm at a higher level you, than two. Okay, so I'm asking you.
I'm using that as an excuse. I haven't seen enough on the football field.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
But part of it is the injury, because that's why I haven't seen enough, because you've been hurt too much.
I just think that in that situation, I understand if you didn't want to sign him coming off of injury or something. But once a guy's been healthy all year and bounced back the way he did this year, and all is going to get your one more look see might cost you another $10 million a year.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather be certain. I'd rather have peace of mind. I sign him now. I'm questioning it. And again, I'd like to see you perform better against the better teams too. I mean, there's a lot of ifs there. And so I would want to see more for sure.
Yeah, if you don't have an alternative or where are you going to go, I got him.
I'm going to him next year.
He's my quarterback next year. That's already set. I get that, but I'm just saying you got to be careful, not to not satisfied guy who's performed and put out for you. If you win the division,
for
which
one
nobody,
year.
Nobody thought you were going to win the division this year.
Rob, the division ain't that tough.
No, but I'm saying
New England's a mess. New York is even worse.
I'm talking about going into the year.
Aaron Rodgers got hurt, it was done with the Jets.
Yeah, but Buffalo ain't that good.
Buffalo's up and down.
They still won 12 games. I think you would take 12 and 5 coming
into
the year.
It's 1 year of 12 games. I got to see more. They won it. They can't beat the good teams. They can't even stay in the game with most of the good teams. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Has Tua shown you enough to give him the huge payday, or do you want to see one more year? Your thoughts, Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Chris and Rob on a, Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Tua, you locking him up with a huge contract this offseason, or do you want to see more, like one more year of health and top-notch play? Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Julio in Lancaster, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Julio?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Now I really get why they call you guys the Odd Couple.
Yes.
Why you guys?
Just now?
You always the half glass empty.
Who, me?
but you know, I mean, it could go either way. All right, let's look at the Danny Jones situation. Last year he had his good year, right?
That's a good point. He's way better than Daniel Jones. I'm sorry.
That was
ludicrous. Look,
no, I mean, but that's a good point. Jones had a good year. He didn't have Tyreek and Jalen Waddle and all that either.
He didn't have no good year. Chris, he threw for over 300 yards one time. He had a mediocre, had 17 touchdowns, 19 touchdowns in 17 games. That was not worth what
led him to the playoff. I agree with that, but I'm just saying.
Look what happened. Okay. 1 year. Chris, to your point, yes, you're right. I would give him another year, right? But at the same time, I'll give him a better offensive line, because now the reason he got hurt was what? Concussions, because he was taking hits. And the only way you take hits is someone's not blocking for you correctly. So, yes, I'm going to give you a better offensive line. Yes, I need to see more. He still has Tyreek. And then we'll talk.
All right. Julio, appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Felicia in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Felicia?
Hey, y'all. You know what? When I think of Tua, I think of his, can he stay healthy? I don't think so. You know, I remember him at Alabama, how he couldn't stay healthy a little bit. His concussion is a big concern to me. When I think of him, I think of concussion. I actually think of Junior Seau when I think of him. And it's scary to think far in the future. You know, because the thing about it is, I think about that Cincinnati game. And after that, you know, he was unconscious. And then when you think, when you look up Tua, one of the things that come up is CTE. You know, when you think, when you type in his name, CTE comes
in. So this year, Felicia, this year means nothing to you.
This year, no, because you know, at the end of the day, no. I think they should negotiate between a lower to medium bracket, not medium and high. I think.
No, that doesn't work.
Like
that's
40
not,
million a
yeah,
year.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, if he would agree to 40 million a year, I think I'd go long term. Work.
But I know that ain't working. I hear you, but that. You ain't going to reach change the salary structure.
Yeah, he shouldn't do that. He shouldn't.
That ain't going to happen. Brian in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, you remember Kirk Cousins of Washington. He what, he get franchised 3 years in a row and became a multimillionaire. So I franchised.
And he got a $75 million fully guaranteed contract. So
he's not a free agent.
Can you do this or not? And then you – if he gets – okay. Well,
he's not a free agent.
Year.
So you pay – next year – hold on. You're going to get your chance. Next year he pays for $23 million. And then if you want, you can franchise him after that. But that's not an issue for next year.
Well, if he gets a concussion, you're done. Okay? That's the – listen. If he breaks his arm will heal. If he gets one more concussion, the whole NFL is going to go crazy.
Yeah. Nah, that's kind of, you know, what I'm talking about to some degree. I want to see it for another year. And he's been great this year, health-wise and performance, but he hadn't shown – I haven't seen enough. Not me.
I've seen more than enough. Peter in Honolulu, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Peter?
What's up, guys? Now, I don't know if you've ever had a concussion. I had a hospitalized 3-day concussion.
Oh, God.
Okay, and I fell off the scaffold head first backwards in the concrete.
Oh.
Okay. Out cold.
Peter, how did you survive that? My God.
My feet were about 5.5 feet in the air. Okay. First thing to hit the back of the to hit the ground was the back of my head.
Oh.
I spent 2 days in the hospital. Nauseous, they were like, oh, you can go home. They took me out of the halo and said, nope, no broken neck, you can go home. I sat up. I was nauseous. Immediately nauseous. I said, I'm not going nowhere. Right. And I stayed in the hospital for 2 days. I didn't twitch on the ground the way Tua was twitching on the ground with a concussion. And I was out of work. I'm a construction worker. I was 6 weeks out of work.
Hmm. Are you saying yours wasn't as serious as his?
Well, I wasn't twitching on the ground, and I was out cold. I mean, they woke me up out cold. I had a 20-minute ambulance ride on Long Island that no recollection whatsoever of the ambulance ride. Now, Chris, you are right, because he had his one good year, and how much are we talking guaranteed? We're going to guarantee all 275?
Right. Well, no. I mean, he wouldn't. He probably doesn't. Bottom line, we're talking huge money, 250 some odd million. 250.
Look at what happened with Arizona. They guaranteed 240 for somebody on what? On 1 year, who had a 1 year deal with one good year, and they gave him 240 guaranteed. And
Kyler Murray, he didn't get that much, but yeah, he got 165 guaranteed or something.
And
like
the Cowboys waited on Dak Prescott, and they waited,
but
and they still paid.
But you can look at it the other way. Carson Wentz paid him too early.
Yeah,
Kyler Murray paid him too early. But Dak,
they made him wait. They made him wait.
Well, that's one, right. You can look at it both ways. That's one example. And then there's the other side if you pay a guy too soon. And you without being sure. And we've seen that happen. So, all right, we got Randy Mueller coming up. We'll ask him about this, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Former NFL Executive of the Year, now the host of the Football GM podcast. Make sure you check that out with Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst Randy Mueller. Randy, Happy New Year.
Randy.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, good to have you.
Hey, I want to start here, Chris, because Randy was on the Lamar Jackson bandwagon. They had him at the MVP. Just talk about Lamar and the season he's put together. Obviously, the great game in San Francisco, which was huge. I think that turned the tide for him. And then he followed that up, with the big game on Sunday.
Well, I think he's been the most consistent at the toughest position to play. There's no doubt. I also think it's a testament to where his game has gone this year. I think he's better than he's ever been. I think, obviously, they upgraded the people around him. But the fact that he is doing things from the pocket now as an NFL passer that he didn't do the first time he won the MVP, I think is a testament to, one, his work ethic, and two, just how far he's come as a quarterback. I think the sky's the limit. I'm not sure we've seen the best of him yet, because it's really the first year in this system that came with Todd Monken from Georgia. So I think there's bigger and better things still in the future for Lamar.
Hey, let me say this to you, Randy. I want to follow up. Chris came up. Chris, this is fact, or we still don't know about the first guy to win two MVPs before age 27. Is that?
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Just what does that say? If he wins this one, and it looks like he will, that would be two MVPs before age 27. What does that say about, you just said the sky's the limit. I mean, that's pretty incredible when you think about how long this league's been around and how many great players have played in it.
Well, let's put this tag on it as well. He was available to anybody in the league.
Thank you.
So,
you know what, Randy? Chris and I, we bang the drum on that. Where are the Jets? How come these teams, Atlanta, won't make him an offer? What are these owners doing? How could you let this guy be available and not make an offer to? 100%.
Yeah, I think there was some lingering doubt as to where his game could go from a passing standpoint, and he's removed all doubt. I think if anybody looked and studied hard his skill set, you could see that it was trending north and in a good way. So it was there. I think it's a testament to him, though, in that he's on a good team, sure, and gets credit for that. But his game, like I said, is just it's been elevated. And also tells me that these guys, even though they become all-pro, even though they are MVP, and we saw this with Tom Brady, their game can continue to evolve and be good. And I credit him. Guys like Dak Prescott, too, he's learning a new system this year as well. And guess what? The ceiling for him has even been raised. So I give a lot of credit to these quarterbacks who are not afraid to learn a new system that might take them higher than they've ever been, and they've been good when it started.
The million-dollar question, of course, is how do you see the Ravens doing in the playoffs? We know Lamar's 1-3. I don't think that's a crime. You know, a lot of guys early in their career don't win in the playoffs. But, you know, some people do hold that against them. How do you see this Ravens team translating to the playoffs when you look at the rest of the AFC field?
Well, I think the one unproven thing yet is that they can come from behind. And I think they've shown signs of that this year. I think that is probably the only missing brick in the wall for the Ravens. Now, their defense is better than it's been the last few years. It was better than the last year he won the MVP. So he's got that going for him. They have better talent than they've had on offense as well. So it's a credit to the organization. I think they're going to do fine. I think they're clearly the best team in the league right now. And I think they're going to have home field, which matters. And I don't know who's going to be able to beat them, to be honest with you. I think they're really positioned now. Now, they got to go win two games in the playoffs for sure. But they're positioned better than anybody to make it to the Super Bowl.
Rob and I were just talking about Tua. We know they picked up the fifth-year option. He's going to get $23 million next year, but obviously they can extend him if they want. I personally would want to see one more year. I want to see more as far as playing on the field, you know, like ability. He's been great this year, but I want to see it again. And I also want to see him stay healthy for essentially a full season, too. Rob says he'd pay him now, get him the extension.
It only costs you more money, Randy, the longer you wait.
Yeah, where would you be at if you were running the Dolphins on Tua?
Well, the $23 million seems like a bargain, right?
Absolutely.
That's a no-brainer. But right. I'm with you. The same questions we had a year ago, we have, but the body of work has been extended now. I'll be honest with you. I think Tua is playing with as much confidence as any player in the league. The ball comes out quicker. His anticipation before he makes throws might be top-notch as far as anticipation and accuracy go around the league. That's how good he's played. Now, obviously, he's got players around him that make him better, but the only question any of us have had really with Tua is durability. And I think we've seen him grow there. I think I see a bigger, stronger, lower body with him, and I think that adds to the mix. But it's always going to be there with the concussions. But if you could get another year without having to pay him, great. I just don't know if that makes a lot of sense in this day and age.
Right. Let me ask you, Dan Campbell, he's not Brandon Staley, but he's a gambler. He's cost his team some games in, you know, in his coaching career at the Lions. Could have had a field goal once the penalty happened and they didn't get it. Even the analytics people say you kicked the extra point and tied the game. He went for it anyway. Could he wind up costing the Lions a game with that kind of coaching?
Well, I think he did last week, and I can understand the aggressiveness. I get it, but I'm with you. I think that was a gamble that wasn't worth taking. In fact, I think he did his players a disservice.
Yes.
They got back in that game and wanted a chance to win, and he kind of took it from them. That game was interesting because all the attention has been paid on the officials and their screw-ups, and there were multiple. It wasn't just the reporting.
Because there was another penalty before that, like a tripping or something that they didn't call?
They called it on the wrong team.
On the wrong team.
Right, right.
The guy tripped was on Detroit's team, and they called tripping on Dallas. I mean, no excuse for that. I think it's bad for the league. It's bad for the quality of play. And that's been brushed away. But at the same time, I saw Mike McCarthy mismanage the clock again to the point where I just think that the coaches on both sides of that game, and they would probably admit this if he gave them truth serum, they let down the players. The players deserve better than they got from the coaches on both sides at the end of that game and the referees.
Well, Randy, look, if the Cowboys fold in the playoffs, and I would say that means not getting to the conference championship. If they're the two seed, for sure, not getting to the conference championship. I would seriously – I'm just going to throw a name out to you. I would look at Bill Belichick. And regarding Jim Harbaugh, I think the Chargers or the Bills, if the Bills don't do well or maybe don't even make the playoffs – I would look at Jim Harbaugh there. What do you think about those scenarios? Could you see Belichick in Dallas? Do you think Harbaugh is a good fit with the Chargers or the Bills?
I struggle with those a little bit, Chris, because I don't see Mike McCarthy going anywhere. I also know that when Bill Parcells left the Cowboys, he wasn't enamored by the way Jerry, you know, runs that team.
Right.
And we all know that Bill Belichick comes from the Parcells tree,
right?
Oh,
you already know that,
Yeah, so he knows how that's going to go. I think if you change coaches for whatever reason in Dallas, it's not doing the service to Dak Prescott. I just said how much he's progressed in McCarthy's scheme. If they don't win it all this year, I don't think that's reason to make changes. With regard to the Chargers, they have never been willing to commit money, power, anything like that to a head coach. It's just never been in the ownership.
And that's why they can't win.
Well, it is what it is, but I'm saying there's been no evidence and no history of them being willing to do that. I'm not saying they shouldn't or should. They've just never done it. So
right.
I think it's a reach when people say that Harbaugh, one, would be interested in going there because I think Harbaugh's going to have a couple choices. But two, that is a franchise.
What are his couple choices?
Well, he's obviously going to have a choice, I think, with the Raiders. I think you know, he has a little bit of history there. That's always been, you know, I think an itch that he'd like to scratch. There's going to be a surprise or two as well. I think if matched with the right place and the right GM, Washington might be a good spot for Harbaugh as well. So who knows what happens in Chicago at the end of the day. There's going to be, as we all know, 5, 6, maybe 7 changes. And I don't think it's a matter of if Jim leaves Michigan.
No, I think he's leaving.
Where
right.
he goes. Yeah, just where he goes.
Randy, before you go, if you can tell us this in 30 to 40 seconds, you mentioned Chicago. So you think they should stick with Justin Fields or draft Caleb Williams?
I think it depends who the coach is and depends what system they want to run. I don't know if Luke Getsy, the coordinator, is running his system or a system that fits Fields. Now, Fields has made leaps and bounds. I've been a fan of his. I think he can even go higher in a different system, per se. So I don't know what they're going to do. I think Caleb Williams is too good to pass on, and that's not an indictment of Justin Fields.
No, and Randy, that, Chris and I talked about this yesterday. If you're going to make a move and pass on Caleb, right, it should be a no-brainer as far as keeping Justin Fields. And it's a debate. And because it's a debate, there's no way you can make that move. I just can't see it.
I don't know if it's a debate with NFL people or not. I think they see Caleb Williams as being a star that's ready to roll. And
no, that's more, what I mean. I meant the debate as far as what they're
like
doing
if you
in
had
Chicago.
Justin Herbert,
you know what
no
I mean?
Debate. We're keeping Herbert. Right,
right. That's what I mean. Right. Like you would not debate that. That's crazy to me if they don't take Caleb Williams. But
Randy,
the Bears have never had a great quarterback. That's
great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us. Happy New Year, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob, the Philadelphia Eagles, we mentioned him earlier in talking with Greg Jennings in free fall. Started 10-1, now 11-5, which obviously means they've won just one of their last five games. Probably will be the fifth seed, which is going to be tough. That means they got San Francisco in the second round. There's a chance they beat the Giants, and if the Cowboys lose to Washington this weekend, that Philly could be the second seed, which would be much better for them. But A.J. Brown, there have been a lot of talk and reports about him being unhappy with the coach, Nick Sirianni. He spoke today. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I wish we had the sound of this, but here's what he said to the media. At his locker, apparently he held court for like 15 minutes, which is a long time to be standing there with your shirt off. But here's what he said. The coaches play zero snaps this year. It's not the coaches, it's us. Like I said, if one person goes the wrong way, the whole play is over with. As you guys can see in this glimpse, it's highs and lows. That's why I feel like we're close to continue getting better, continue to take the next step. All this freaking adversity, we're right there.
Well, he said, go ahead, Rob.
I just can't have it both ways. We know how important coaching is, Chris, in football, more so than almost any other sport. And the coach, you know, when you guys do well, the coach ain't making a tackle and ain't making plays either.
and coaches get long-term contracts and contract extensions and they hold up the Super Bowl trophy. I remember when Buddy Ryan, Chris, put together that Bears defense that finally won them the Super Bowl. Guess what? They carried Dave Wannstedt and Buddy Ryan off the field, right? Because they felt like the coach did something to put them in position to win. Buddy Ryan didn't make any tackles. Buddy Ryan wasn't a part of it. So I get it. I mean, you're trying to take some of the heat off a coach. But the bottom line is the success or failure sometimes hinge on a coach. Right?
So you're saying that
I'm saying like
their drop is that, you know, they got two new coordinators. Same head coach, Nick Sirianni. A lot of people thought going into the season that that would be an issue for them. Do you feel like that is their main problem?
Well, I just think that that coaching is important. I guess that was my biggest thing. It's too easy to say the coach he's not out on the field, doesn't make the plays. You know, as a defense for the coach is what I'm saying. I don't think that you can just make a blanket statement like that. Me and you looked at the games with that Brandon Staley coach, Chris. I'm sorry. I think he cost them games, right? The coach cost them games.
I don't think this has been anywhere
near
that.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that coaches do have that kind of effect.
I don't think AJ, and I'm not saying Sirianni's been great or is a great coach. I mean, he's had success, obviously. It does look like they miss their two coordinators, offensive and defensive, and they switched the defensive coordinator just a few weeks ago, which hasn't really changed their fortunes defensively. But I get where Brown, I mean, he brought up an interesting, you know, scenario. He said, look, you know, basically he said they're not executing. Here's where I'm at on the Eagles. Obviously, they don't look like they're capable of getting out of the NFC this year with the way that they've been playing, even when they were 10-1. And they were saying it themselves, they haven't been, that they weren't playing well.
Even when they were 10-1, we questioned them how good they were.
I didn't view them like the Vikings last year when they won 13 games, but nobody believed in them. I didn't view them like them or the Steelers from a few years ago. When they started 11-0, finished with 12 wins, and nobody believed in them. And here's why. Because this team had a track record. Like these players of getting to the Super Bowl last year. And so that's what – and they've beaten good teams. Remember, Minnesota didn't beat anybody that we thought was that good. Same with Pittsburgh, if I remember correctly, that year. They've beaten Kansas City. They've beaten Buffalo. They've beaten Miami. They beaten Tampa Bay, which will be in the playoffs. They beaten the Rams. You know, they've beaten the Cowboys. Like, they've beaten good teams. They just got to refine themselves, if it's capable, in the next couple weeks, and we'll see if they can do it. All right, we got an hour left of the iCouple. Y'all know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.